So my story begins at the age of 8, where I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior at an Acquire the Fire concert. I always knew who he was because my mom, at a very young age, taught me by reading me the Bible and just sending me to church. However, at this concert, I felt a burning sensation in my soul, and I just started weeping and fell on my knees, and I proclaimed that he was my Lord and Savior. And after that, I started trying to find like a church where I can have a good community and try to learn more. And ultimately, I found that here. I fell in love with this church and how intentional everybody is and how everyone was so open. And despite me being the only person from my family to come, everybody still treated me like family. And it was amazing. And I participated with youth groups. I participated in the D group with Mark Fraser being my discipler, and a few others like Joshua Payne and Joseph Knighton. And 2 years after participating in this church, I, at the age of 16, decided to do another life-changing decision, which was to get baptized in this church. And that was just a proclamation to the world that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. However, I'm not perfect, and no one is. We're all sinful in nature. And as I started high school, I started to struggle with sexual immorality and also with idolization of relationships. I made myself believe. Okay, thank you. I made myself believe that without a relationship, I would not be complete, and that ultimately something was wrong with me, and especially in high school where the culture is where you hear who's dating who, who's hooking up with who, who's likes who. I felt pressured to conform to society, and I sadly did, pushing away Christ and ultimately falling into temptations. Ultimately, it wasn't until I graduated after high school and I was in a relationship I thought that was truly the one, the relationship that would make me feel truly complete and the one that I felt most comfortable in, where me and this person broke up. I was confused. I was alone. I felt alone, to say the least. And ultimately, later that night, I came to a realization that I was never truly alone, that there was always one constant in my life, and that constant being Jesus Christ. Despite me pushing him away, he has always loved me. He will always love me. And I started to believe that in my heart again. I later that day decided to live my life for Christ, which is something different than anything I've done before, because I think it's important for us as Christians to know him in our hearts, to know him in our minds, but to also live out the gospel in our everyday life. I started going to church again. I started to participate in a Christian ministry called CRU, or Campus Crusade for Christ. And ultimately, I started to do something else, which was pursue him in my personal ministry, which is highly important to do, because if you're not dedicating your days to him, if you're not dedicating at least like a morning or an hour to him, then what are you doing? So ultimately, in conclusion, like Tom said, I'm going to a summer mission for 10 weeks in Ocean City, Maryland, where I'll be working in the days and evangelizing on the beaches at night, which is actually a passion of mine that I found through CRU, because I was once lost, I was once confused, and I don't want to see anyone else in that position. So I just want to spread the word of God everywhere as much as I can through his will. And ultimately, I want to ask for two things. If, for one, there's still a financial need. I have $500 more to raise, and I actually leave tomorrow. Ultimately, if anybody feels called to give, then I'll be in the foyer or in the hospitality room. However, that's not what's truly important, because I know that no matter what, God has set me up financially since the moment that I decided to go on this mission. I ask for prayers most of all. That's what's most important for me, because I'm going to be in a place that I do not know with a bunch of other people that I do not know. And I just want prayers for the people on my mission and just me, and that we may ultimately grow and do God's will. And yeah.